This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a headline in the New York Post today that reads like this. Red light camera vigilante strikes again. A guy on Long Island who's made it his mission in life to damage or destroy as many red light cameras as he can. Nobody's advocating vandalism here, but clearly those cameras strike a chord. They're in more than 430 cities and towns across the country, and they can be game changers for police departments looking to reduce accidents and save on actual cop time. But it's not all sunshine and light. There's a backlash in a lot of states against them. 10 have outright bans, and the Missouri Supreme Court shut down St. Louis's camera program last year as unconstitutional. The mayor's office there is trying to get them turned back on, but Joseph Leahy from St. Louis Public Radio reports that opponents see those cameras as less about safer streets and more about just making money.
Two passenger doors on Owen Godwin's 92 Toyota Camry are smashed in, so you have to slide over from the driver's side to take a ride.
Okay, so I'll just climb in on this side.
He says his wife was driving when the Camry got T-boned in South St. Louis by a red light runner.
They denied that they had run the red light, and we had no witnesses, and ended up getting a pretty poor payout from the insurance.
The accident is exactly what red light cameras are meant to prevent. At least video from a camera could have helped Godwin's insurance claim, but St. Louis's program was shut down last August. Even so, the cameras are still mounted at about 35 intersections because city officials are hoping to turn them back on. Police Chief Sam Dotson says the cameras are needed to improve public safety.
We saw that the number of accidents was reduced. We saw that people did not continually run the same electric signals. So I think it had tremendous value.
Charles Torito is with American Traffic Solutions, the U.S.'s largest camera provider, including St. Louis. He says research from across the country backs up Dotson's claims.
In almost every study that we've seen, the number of violations, the number of collisions, and the number of injuries decrease in communities where red light safety cameras are used.
Chief Dotson says they also free up more officers from having to pull over and ticket red light runners. But there are some who say the cameras are not about saving money, they're about making money. Dan Hyatt is running for a state House seat and supports efforts in Missouri's capital to ban them statewide.
Luckily, Jefferson City has identified the corruption here in St. Louis and is doing everything they can to stop revenue enforcement, taxation by citation.
Hyatt says it's easy for city officials to support the cameras because they're so lucrative. In the 18 months before they were shuttered, St. Louis's program generated $5.6 million in ticket fines. St. Louis had to refund that money after the state Supreme Court shut down the cameras, ruling that it was unconstitutional to fine vehicle owners, even when they weren't driving. Attorney Beavis Schock helped argue the case.
I think what happened was when the cities passed the red light camera program, they didn't understand how big it was going to get and how much money was going to be involved.
Schock says the backlash is nationwide. The cameras generate hundreds of millions of dollars for local municipalities, and that, he says, doesn't sit well with many Americans.
See, the American people kind of understand injustice in their gut, and they know wrong, and they know a ripoff.
Schock and Dan Hyatt are among many who believe the cameras don't necessarily improve safety either. Hyatt points to studies that show rear-end collisions actually increase because of drivers slamming on their brakes.
So what they're doing is they're doing emergency stops, risking accidents, risking rear-end collisions to avoid getting a red light camera ticket.
He also says that many studies can be skewed because rear-end collisions are significantly underreported and often don't show up in the data. It's for this reason that Owen Godwin, despite his smashed-up Camry, says he's actually relieved the cameras are off. He prefers to use his own judgment at intersections.
You can either speed up or slow down. It's not the fear of the camera going off that's going to drive my decision.
That may end, however. City officials plan to propose a new ordinance to get the cameras issuing tickets again. In St. Louis, I'm Joseph Leahy for Marketplace.